The state's public school enrollment has grown by 20% in the past decade and continues to expand, with some 85,000 new students being added each year. But the number of new teachers being certified has dropped, and state education associations are predicting a teacher shortage of more than 50,000 within 2 years. Gubernatorial candidate Wendy Davis highlighted those numbers Thursday as she outlined her plan for training and retaining more teachers.
We want the best and the brightest to become teachers in Texas.
Senator Davis wants the state to guarantee early acceptance into a college for the top 20% of high school juniors who plan to be educators.
And a job teaching in Texas schools upon their completion of the teaching certification requirements.
Davis also proposes making college more affordable by forgiving 1 year of student loan debt for every 2 years they teach in a Texas school. Her plan offers financial incentives for teachers and teacher aides to continue their education and a teacher pay raise.
With the strong Texas economy, we certainly have the ability to bring our teacher pay more in line with that national average. We are right now about $7,000 to $8,000 below that.
Davis unveiled this first plank of her education platform after meeting with a group of North Texas educators in Arlington. Rena Honey, president of Dallas's largest teachers group, says the plan begins to address the biggest obstacle to keeping good teachers.
It's very difficult to make ends meet for a family. Many of our teachers have second and third jobs after their teaching responsibilities, which don't end when they leave the classroom.
But Davis's plan brought swift rebuke from Greg Abbott, the Republican frontrunner for governor. He called it fuzzy math that would increase spending. Davis didn't provide a price tag for her plan, but she claims it won't break the bank.
I certainly do not intend as governor to propose any tax increase. I do believe we can do this within existing resources.
Davis says education money may be available through the state's growing rainy day savings account, which is funded through oil and gas taxes. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.